Village of the Damned was the last and greatest movie of Bobby Garfield's childhood. It was the first and greatest movie of what came after childhood. A dark period when he was often bad and always confused. A Bobby Garfield he felt he didn't really know. The cop who arrested him for the first time had blonde hair. And what came to Bobby's mind as the cop led him away from the mom-and-pop store Bobby had broken into, by then he and his mother were living in a suburb north of Boston, were all those blonde kids in Village of the Damned. The cop could have been one of them, all grown up. The movie was playing at the Criterion, the very avatar of those Bridgeport dream palaces Bobby had been thinking about the night before. It was in black and white, but the contrasts were sharp, not all fuzzy like on the zenith back in the apartment, and the images were enormous. So were the sounds, especially the shivery theremin music that played when the Midwich children really started to use their power. Bobby was enthralled by the story, understanding even before the first 5 minutes were over that it was a real story, the way Lord of the Flies had been a real story. The people seemed like real people, which made the make-believe parts scarier. He guessed that Sully John would have been bored with it except for the ending. SJ liked to see giant scorpions crushing Mexico City or Rodan stomping Tokyo. Beyond that, his interest in what he called creature features was limited. But Sully wasn't here, and for the first time since he left, Bobby was glad. They were in time for the 1 o'clock matinee, and the theater was almost deserted. Ted, wearing his fedora and with his dark glasses folded into the breast pocket of his shirt, bought a big bag of popcorn, a box of dots, a Coke for Bobby, and a root beer, of course, for himself. Every now and then, he would pass Bobby the popcorn or the candy, and Bobby would take some, but he was hardly aware that he was eating, let alone of what he was eating. The movie began with everyone in the British village of Midwich falling asleep. A man who was driving a tractor at the time of the event was killed. So was a woman who fell face first onto a lighted stove burner. The military was notified, and they sent a reconnaissance plane to take a look. The pilot fell asleep as soon as he was over Midwich airspace. The plane crashed. A soldier with a rope around his middle walked 10 or 12 paces into the village, then swooned into a deep sleep when he was dragged back. He awakened as soon as he was hauled over the sleep line that had been painted across the highway.